Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on our Facebook. We got about 170,000 people that are interacting, fighting, and understanding that the price of their liberty is eternal vigilance, and that's exactly what they are doing, is fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. And in saying that, you can go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. Folks, we're going to talk about compartmentalization today. We learned last week that we're not to preach from the pulpits concerning the social issues, said the grandson of Billy Graham. Again, folks, I mean not to mar or scar the reputation of Billy Graham, but the fact of the matter is this kid is way off base, and we're going to just do our best to show you why he's off base scripturally. Again, we're called to be the light of the world. We're not to compromise. We're not called to fraternize with the enemy. No, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And we are called to be a consecrated people. We're a peculiar people. That means a unique, different people. I think I fit into that category just fine. But in saying that, friends, we're going to expose that for what it is. And we'll also go back over, just for the sake of staying the topic, just for an extra moment here, Elijah on Mount Carmel, when he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? Well, these people would have you not falter. They want you to go all the way out and forsake duty as unto God. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, compartmentalization. Outside of that, friends, the phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we get over to the topic of compartmentalization, look who's working for the Clinton Health Access Initiative. It's the fly-in abortionist herself. Boy, folks, you take a look at this lady. She is a piece of work. She's scary looking. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Another article is exclusive inside the jihad siege of the Paris Kosher supermarket. What took place? First-hand information. Pamela Geller actually interviewed a couple people that were there. She gives it to you on Sons of Liberty Media alone, friends. Doctor explains the dangers of physician-assisted suicide. That kind of sounds a little bizarre. It kind of contradicts itself just a little bit. But we'll go with it anyways. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Jihad against free speech and Jews in France. Time to stand up against Sharia law. They're trying to suppress anybody that speaks out against them. Just like I've always said, like the radical homosexuals, friends. And as well, the baby murders themselves, the abortionists. They are the ones that are always trying to squelch or to basically, shut you down. own friends. They don't want you speaking out against them. But again, we're not asking for permission. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com can also go over Obama wants to make community college free. Says this is not a free lunch. Obama wants to make community college free, but he says this is not a free lunch. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, the joke is on America for allowing the clown to stay in position. We also have a judge who blasted an attorney over making race an issue in his courtroom. And, folks, this was really nice. This was second to none, the way that this judge went after it. If you'd like to check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And then just check out the plethora of topics that we got on there. Again, friends, that website is aimed at giving you a knowledge as to why your country is being destroyed. It says, as if David prayed in the book of Psalms, where he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my going. We show you, we make reference to the law that's being violated. We're showing you why you are being destroyed as a people. What we're doing is we're educating as to what the problem is. And again, keep in mind, friends, the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you, and that's exactly what this website is aimed at. We're giving you a knowledge of the constitutional law, but first and foremost, moral law that God gave, that the constitutional and the enumerated laws were established upon through common law, which is the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 18:21. You can also go to the Seedbed Declaration of Independence. So again, friends, that's what that website is all about. It's about liberating the people, but folks, you have to fight the good fight of freedom, and the way to do that is fight for your rights that God gave you. Also keep in mind that freedom is nowhere in the world where someone hasn't first sacrificed themselves to get it. And who is it that makes men free? Well, his name is Jesus Christ. John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to me but by the Father. We also know that it's him who stated that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. We cannot forget that as well. And if you want to go ahead and test what I'm saying to you, just try that next time you get pulled over by a cop car. And as the police officer walks up to your car and says you were speeding, you can just look at him and say, well, you know what? I have freedom to do whatever I want to do. No, that's lasciviousness, friends. That's licentiousness. And that is not where we want to be found. That is in the school of stupidity. Let's get out of that. Let's get our feet upon the rock and establish freedom by magnifying the laws against the crimes that are perpetuating themselves against we, the people in this country, on a 24/7 basis. And by the way, also keep in mind, friends, this is all a part of judgment. And this is all a part of the little minions that are being played stupid. I also want to say those to that listen to me on a daily basis that are trying to find fault with my message, just read the Bible, and I want to tell you the only fault that you will find is the one that you're living in, because the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. So, enough said. We're going to get over to compartmentalization, and what I want to do is start it up by going over to Roger Baldwin, the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, who said, I'm for socialism, disarmament, ultimately for abolishing the state itself. He said, I seek the ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. Communism is the goal. I want to go over to James Wilson real quick, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, as well as a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And this is what he said. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Of course they are. Friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. So you don't take off your faith cap to appease some people that might be offended by it. Because we also need to understand Webster's 1828 defines offend as anything contrary to moral God's moral law. So again, we're not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. When I come back, folks, we're going to talk about compartmentalization. Compartmentalization, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet?
Thing.
Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So here's compartmentalization is an unconscious psychological defense mechanism used to avoid cognitive dissonance or the mental discomfort and anxiety caused by a person having conflicting values, emotions, beliefs, so on and so forth. In other words, we don't want to offend the liberals that are violating the moral law of God. We don't want to offend anybody that's actually breaking the laws that establish the freedoms in which we have in this country, friends. How ridiculous can it get? But folks, that's how far it's gone. That's really how far it's gone. We don't want to. You've been politically correctized to believe that you can't speak out against the very law or the very lawless that are destroying your country. And you need to understand that the politically correct, friends, are nothing more than those that are, well, they're treasonous towards America. They're fraternizing with the enemy. They're selling you out. And it's all, again, a method of totalitarianism. You're just not going to get away from this. So, again, we're speaking of compartmentalization. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said. Because for the most part, that's where people say, well, there's lines between church and state. We can't do this. We can't do that. No, that's not true at all. It's completely the opposite. You've been lied to, friends. Then we shared with you what James Wilson said, the Supreme Court justice, drafter of the Constitution and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, who said, far from being right, rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, the Christian religion and the Mosaic Institution. Friends and mutual assistance, indeed, these two sciences run together. Of course. And we also know that the separation of church and state is found nowhere in any founding document in which we have in this country. Again, on the contra, on the opposite side of the truth is what you're being told. We do know that Article 52 of the Constitution of the former Soviet Union states, and the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. Did you hear what I said? In the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. Well, then who has control of those kids that God told you to train up in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from them? The state? They're our responsibility, not the state's. And what we have coming from the pulpits today are those that are teaching compartmentalization. And I want to show you as to where this came from. It came from none other than a guy named Robert Ingersoll. He looks like a pear, friends, just so I'm giving you a visual. He looks like a pear sitting there. Robert Green Bob Ingersoll, who was a lawyer, a Civil War veteran, political leader, and he was an orator of the United States during the Golden Age of Free Thought, noted for his broad range of culture and his defense of agnosticism. What is an agnostic? What is an agnostic? Someone that doesn't believe in the existence of anything. A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known. What? Listen, definition, agnostic. A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known. I mean, these agnostics, friends, they walk around like it's a badge of honor. If people understood what it really meant, you would see these people walking around, they'd feel like they got a, you know, those big clown glasses on, or, you know, the big nose coming out of the big clown shoes. If people knew the definition of agnostic. How ridiculous, folks. A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God. Folks, everywhere you look, you can see the attributes of God, our Creator, through nature. Agnostic. A person who claims neither faith nor disbelief in God. Wow. Talking about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. How do these people think? I want to tell you how they think. You're hearing it from the hirelings preaching from the pulpits today who are in agreement with this garbage. Robert Ingersoll said this. He said, our government should be kept entirely and purely secular. Secular means without God, friends. So our father said, we shall form a secular government. I'm trying to figure out who he's talking about. But again, people take it for face value. They look at the Robert Ingersolls of the world, and they believe, well, you know, he is government. He must know what he's talking about. When in fact, again, friends, it's just the opposite. We've shared in the past several times of the unconstitutional garbage that comes out of these politicians' mouth, the rhetoric that they speak, the circular reasoning that they speak, the absolute lack of knowledge concerning the Constitution in which they speak. I can give you a case in a point. We were in Maryland not too well. Let me go back sometime. Met with a guy there. I believe his name was Roscoe Bartlett. He was a representative. He was on the federal floor. He had the Constitution in his pocket. He went onto the floor. He spoke, making reference to that Constitution. And the floor recorder asked him a question on the way out as to, where did you get that information from? Do you want to know how constitutionally retarded those people are that serve we the people? Well, they are about as constitutionally retarded as the people that allow them to serve we the people. You know, until the American people take responsibility for what's going on in this country, I don't really care what you have to say. I really don't. And I was just thinking about this, a little bunny trail for you, right before the show. When I look at, again, going across the land, these groups of people, the demographic of the conservatives, it's a big click club. The conservatives are the reason you are where you're at. When I look at the professed church in America, and I told you this in the past, the higher I go up, the more I understand why America is where it's at today. The lack of integrity. The lack of holiness, the lack of love for God is really what it comes down to. The lack of knowledge that these pulpits have as they preach to the masses. And isn't it interesting, the more liberal you are in your preaching, the more people want to hear you? You know, it's kind of like Aaron and Moses. Remember Moses stayed up and he waited for the Ten Commandments and he would not move until God told him to move? And there's Joshua waiting halfway up the mountain, waiting for Moses to come back down. But the people, after miracle after miracle after miracle was wrought through the mass exodus by the living God of Israel, was wrought. Well, they go through the sea, and on the other side of the sea, what do? They get the Ten Commandments. They were chained to the Ten Commandments. And then, isn't it interesting? After they were delivered, they were chained to the Ten Commandments. Is that not interesting? From the pulpits today, they have it completely backwards. You know, but what's interesting is the people said, "Where's Moses? What's happened to Moses?" And because they had to wait for God's answers, as God was actually writing out the Ten Commandments and giving those two tablets to Moses to bring to the people, what did the people do? They looked at Aaron and they said, "Aaron, we need you, the brother of Moses, we need you to make a God to go before us." And what did they do? They took off their gold. And who formed the golden calf, friends? It was none other than Aaron. And what did the people cry out? They cried out, "These be the gods that delivered us." It was their money. It was what they created, the work of their hands. And look at every work they did. As they spit towards the God that just delivered them, they completely turned back to the flesh in every sense of the word. Instead of being thankful, now what they did is they just went out and lived their own lives, and they called themselves God's kids. That is until Moses came down and divided that situation and drew the line in the sand and said, "Those that are on the Lord's side, come over here. And if not, take up your sword and kill them." Read 1 Corinthians 10 when you get a minute, friends. But I'm just going back, friends, and I'm looking at what's going on in our country. And if people knew the word and they knew the Constitution, we would not be where we're at today. There's no question about it. And when I look at those in the church today, friends, on one hand, how many people I have respect for that are the real deal on a nationwide basis. I don't know all of them, but I'm telling you what, I know a lot of them. And I hope they're listening to me right now, because you need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They think they know the word, they have a head knowledge of the word, but they don't have a heart experience being unified with the Christ, because they don't know the cross. They preach the wide and the broad way rather than straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And I want to tell you something, men would have it so. Men would have it so. Men would have it so. Now let me get back over to Robert Ingersoll talking about compartmentalization here. He said our government should be kept entirely, purely secular. So our father said, he said, we shall form a secular government. He said the Declaration of Independence denied the authority of any and all gods. He's a straight lying devil, friends. They agreed that there should be only one religion. No, friends, that's exactly what our forefathers got away from. And that was the religion of patriotism. It's not a religion, friends. Our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. No, friends, what government didn't base itself on false gods, which is a secular government?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected perfected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about compartmentalization. Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, who said, but did not? Isn't it interesting that in Exodus 20, the Bible talks about that we should not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain? In other words, practice what you preach. I mean, aren't these the preachers that are talking about, you know, Noah and his little archy-ark and, you know, how the walls fell in Jericho and how God split the sea or how Jesus blew Lazarus out of the grave? They talk about how powerful he is, but yet out of the other side of their mouth, they're sitting there telling you, you know, we're not to preach out against social issues like abortion or homosexuality or corruption in government. No, we better not do that. What we want to do is we want to hide behind a guy that's creating a God that we're comfortable with. Again, not understanding, friends, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sins, nor bow down thyself to serve it. You know, in Matthew 23:3, it says, and therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. How many times did Jesus rebuke these religious hypocrites? You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You have not the love of God in you, say they. Then we read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, and we hear about all the conquering work that God did through obedient people. But yet these are the first people to tell you, you know, you better not be crossing lines between church and state. Better not be doing that, man. Because if you do that, what you're doing is you're uncovering for what we are leaving off done, and you can't go past us. But again, friends, Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. A bunch of effeminate whores is what they are. Spineless capitulators is what they are. These are the ones that are teaching you compartmentalization and who's falling in close pursuit. Corrupt governments. hand in glove with the likes of the ACLU and those that are trying to actually suppress your freedom of speech unlawfully. Unlawfully, might I add. Here, let me prove a point here. Because you need to understand that the ACLU, just to show you what I'm talking about here, did you know that on the ACLU's website they had posted, Congress shall make no law, ... abridging the freedom of speech, ... Now, for those that don't know what Article 1 of the Bill of Rights states, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They omitted those words, friends. Just like Mr. Ingersoll's trying to convince people that we are compartmentalized, that when we believe in God, that only goes so far. It's supposed to stay within the four walls of the church, but not outside of the church. Hey, you have got to be kidding me. Wasn't it a command given unto us by Jesus Christ to go preach to the whole world? Oh, except in schools or except in government buildings. Oh, there's Moses all over those government buildings. Oh, look at the Bible. Look at the Bible under their hands before they serve we the people as they swear to uphold the Constitution. But we're taught compartmentalization, folks. If you're falling for that, you deserve what you've got coming because it's un-American in every sense of the word. Going back to Robert Ingersoll, he said, they agreed, speaking of our forefathers, that there should only be one religion. That is exactly what they were getting away from concerning the tyrant King George. And that was the religion of patriotism. Our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. I serve the God of gods and the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He's the creator of all things. Those that call themselves gods are not gods. It's just like this, friends. It's like when you look at Dagon, he's always going to fall on his face before a just and a holy God. And that God just happens to be my daddy in Jesus' name. And what's sad about it is there are people in this country, namely from the pulpits, that are preaching compartmentalization, and yet they have not taken the time to know a thing that they're saying. And I've heard this coming from preachers. Oh, Bradley, we better not do this. We better not do that. Folks, I've done 350 public high schools in this country, and I want to tell you something. If I was to listen to what the professed church told me to do 15 years ago, I would have never done one high school. I went in there to educate our kids, not to indoctrinate them, and to stand down when I should have stood up. Yeah, this is what we're being taught. And there's some people out there that are trying to justify themselves and saying, well, you know, John Piper says there's lines between church and state. You know, Billy Graham's grandson said we're not supposed to be preaching out on social issues. Well, you know what? God damn them. Did you hear what I said? I said, God damn them. They have no business preaching from the pulpit. What they love, so they love God so much that they're teaching the congregants not to obey him? What Bible are we listening to coming from the pulpits, friends? What is this, a new version? Again, friends, these are the people that are talking about how big and bad God is. You know, like, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That was a thing of the past, but not today. Yeah, when I look at Scripture, that contradicts everything these hirelings say. Because when I read the Bible, it tells me that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. The Bible tells me in Malachi 3:16, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. When I go to Hebrews 13, it tells me I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So who's changed? He's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Compartmentalization? Are you kidding me, folks? When you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see clearly that Ingersoll is a fraud. He's a devil. Perverting what our forefathers established. And these preachers, these self-proclaimed Christians, are perverting the very words that our forefathers gave. Number one, laws of nature and of nature's God is in the Declaration of Independence. Endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's in the Declaration of Independence. Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. That's in the Declaration of Independence. With a firm reliance on divine protection. That's in the Declaration of Independence. And we have these clowns entertaining the goats. And the goats are following in close pursuit. And yet it was Jesus that said, listen, we're to believe on him whom he sent, Jesus Christ, and we're to follow him. And Scripture tells us to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible tells us to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. I don't understand what it is that people don't get. But see, what we see here is the church slowly accepting the teaching of compartmentalization, and I see it everywhere. I see it everywhere. I see it on all four corners of the United States of America. It's like, what are you guys leaving undone? That's what's destroying our country. Yesterday I shared with you, on Saturday I shared with you how the churches today are encouraging their children to get involved with spiritual professions such as missionary work. Hey folks, they're teaching your kids to be missionaries. I did a school in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a Christian school. It was two of them that I did out of all the high schools that we've done. It was in Memphis. It was Elvis Presley's church, as a matter of fact. And I remember that they had a mission retreat, a mission trip. You know where they were going? To Hawaii. They had a mission trip where they were going to Hawaii. You have got to be kidding me. Isn't it interesting, folks? The church raises millions of dollars to send out missionaries. Nothing wrong with it. But isn't it interesting, and don't flags go up around the next thing that I'm going to say, friends? How is it that they can go to another country and preach Jesus Christ, but they can't preach it to their own children? And I'll tell you why. Because their children know the hypocrisy in which their mom and dad walk. And if it wasn't true, then why are they forsaking the mission field right out in their own backyard called the elementary school or the middle school or the high school or the colleges? And then they stand and you know what they do? They throw their hands up in the air and they say, oh, there's nothing we can do. But you know what my pastor told me? Because I haven't taken the time to read the Word of God or the founding documents. You know what he told me? I'm going to blame him when I stand before God. Ain't going to work. Just isn't going to work. You're going to have to give an account for every work, every thought, every deed that you have done on Judgment Day. They no longer became involved in secular professions such as science, which is the study of creation, by the way, education. You might want to go take some time and read a McGuffey, friends. Law and politics. Who's the giver of law and politics? God is. What is politics? It's the science of government, the study of creation concerning our government. Do some homework. And because of compartmentalization that the professed church has been teaching the goats, it's gone so far that statistics show that not only has voters concerning our government turnout fallen dramatically over recent decades, but that only half of the Christian communities even voted in recent presidential elections. And why? Because they want to be exempt from their responsibility. See, that's why they talk about the rapture, friends. They want to be raptured from responsibility. Ain't going to fly. As if to say God's raising up an army that he's going to take out before the battle. What Bible are you reading? What Bible are you listening to, friends? 1-866-233-0747. Get your pastors that are preaching compartmentalization on the phone with me. So 53 countries, 36 outlets, and many states in the United States can see this garbage exposed for what it is. And I'll tell you what, friends. You ever notice I throw out that number quite a bit, and you notice how they never call in, but I always get emails. I always get texts. But they can't do it in front of you. And my Bible tells me again, friends, we are to contend for the faith, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now, because I love. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I'm going to drop the word on you for a minute here in Psalm 78. Tell me if this sounds familiar, friends. Give ear, all my people, to my law. This is God. Which, by the way, Christ never abrogated. Never got away. He never done away with the law. Nowhere. Nowhere can you find it in the New Testament. He always magnified it. Read Psalm 40. Read Hebrews 10. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to my words and the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come to the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. We will not allow some liberal, whack, lawless individual, son and daughters of Belial, train up our children. No, what we'll do, Psalm 70, it says, and his wonderful works that he have done is what we'll proclaim to our children. Not get rid of them through compartmentalization. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. That they might set their hope in God, not in the government, the arm of the flesh. Cursed are those men and women. And not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not fixed in direction with God, steadfast. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Gee whiz. Well, did you see this just today? ISIS is now threatening Americans again. And here you have an administration that's not condemning it. No, he's entertaining them in the White House, the Muslim Brotherhood. 315 million people in this country. How many of these Americans are armed? And they have the audacity to come in here and send the signal or the message to the American people that we're going to kill you? We're going to send you a new message? that we're going to take you out too? How'd that work out for the last guys in Paris? But interestingly enough, Obama's making enemies with us again now in France because he didn't come forth to Paris to condemn the works of the jihadists. Of course not. Because again, friends, it works for government. They create the chaos, they allow the chaos to take place, and then they come in with a new idea as they ask you to forfeit your rights to give government more power to keep you safe. It's the act of a tyrant, friends. Plea of necessity is always the act of a tyrant. Don't ever forget that. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He showed them. Then he goes on and starts to talk about, just to remind them, the marvelous things that he did in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt and the field of Zoan. He divided the seas and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand up as a heap. I believe it. I'm a believer that believes, friends. How many believers do we have out there that don't believe? And they're falling for the fact that there's something called compartmentalization. Baloney. Untrue. A lie from the pit of hell. And for many that hear that and take heed to it, it's an excuse for them to do what they don't want to do in the first place. As if to say they're exempt from it. But they have fire insurance, so their pastor says, you don't have to do those things and go to heaven. No, we're not saved by works, friends. We're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. But let me tell you something. You do the works because you're saved. Woo! You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. You do them because you are saved. And let me show you my faith by my works. Yeah? Compartmentalization. Right before the break, folks, I was talking about how far it's gone that we find that only half of the Christian community is even going to vote in the first place concerning the presidential elections. Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the Christocrat, he called himself, signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, every citizen of a republic, Article 4, Section 4, must watch for the state as if its liberties depend upon its vigilance alone. Yours alone. Yours alone. Yours alone. Not theirs. Not somebody else will do it. No, yours. Matter of fact, go back to Daniel Webster in 1824, election to the United States House, 100% voter turnout. Out of 5,000 possible votes, Webster received 4,990 of them. That's how involved the people in this country were. Charles Finney, a Great Awakening preacher, said, Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. Of course. Because we see a government was established through the church. Remember what I said on Saturday? God gives you rights. You delegate power over to those that you allow represent you and we the people. But we have these people saying, you know, we're not to preach out on social issues. Oh, there's lines between church and state. And friends, what's sad about it is many of the people, if I was to go down the line of the preachers in this country, you know which ones are the real deal and which ones aren't. And I can tell you the one that is the real deal, for the most part, the one that's in trouble. Did you hear what I said? The ones that are in trouble, those are the real. Read the book of Acts. How many tumults and uproars? They were accused of seditions. They were accused of everything under the sun, friends, that they were not guilty of. You know, really, what's interesting about a preacher of God, he always gets blamed for what guilty people want to lay to him. Just ask Christ, who was crucified for the sins of the world. In other words, it was our sins that put him up on the cross. And until we take responsibility for that through repentance, we have no inheritance into the kingdom of God, and the Holy Ghost will not hover. Though we may convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, yes, indeed. But don't sit there and talk about how you're His when you still walk around living out of the defiled seed, the unholy seed. And we're born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. Read John 3:3 when you get a moment. Finney said, Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. Of course. Of course. Some of you guys are probably thinking, is this Mr. Ed on the radio right now?
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless the horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed.
No, it's not him. Sorry. But I will say that the Lord will use a horse to speak forth, or an ass. And I'm okay if that's what people want to equate me to. I really am. Did you know that President James Garfield was the president twice? He was also a preacher. He was a Christian minister. He said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Yep. Speaking about compartmentalization, friends. Folks, if we don't like what we see in Congress, it is simply a reflection of our actions or lack of actions that we see. Absolutely right. Can't complain about what we tolerate. And what we need to do is, I know we spend much time on laying the axe to the root of the tree concerning corruption in government, but folks, we do need to take it to the church. We do need to lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning these hirelings and these hirelings that, again, friends, are entertaining the goats. And they are, friends, and this is not mockery, they are a bunch of clowns. And the joke is on the people that allow this to go on. We need to deal with the issues that are in the church. We need to let judgment take place first in the church, as the Bible tells us that it will happen that way, in that fashion, in that order. But we have the professed church saying they will not allow apostles or prophets in their church. They want to guide the teacher through and the pastor through and the evangelist through. Through the ungodly methodologies concerning their Bible colleges. Folks, the word may be there, but the spirit isn't within these men. Again, not all of them, but a good portion of them. A good portion of them. I think I told this story sometime back where I met a professor, from a college here in the state of Minnesota. Sat across the table from him, and obviously it was like oil and water. He doesn't understand what the good fight is, the good fight of faith, because he's never been in it. He hides behind his desk. He said that out of all of the Christian colleges that he knows of, he himself was the only one that ever did anything to do with evangelism outside of the church. I can only imagine the message that he was giving. You know, if you ever heard of a guy named Ray Comfort, you might want to check him out. He's a modern-day John Wesley. He's out in California. He's the real deal. He's the real deal. He is taking it to the streets. He is taking it to the nations. And he is not asking for permission to obey God, friends. He is dropping the word. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? He's preaching law to grace. 90% law, 10% grace. Folks, love you by what I do. I will talk to you soon enough. It's been a good day for me. Been kind of under the weather just a little bit here, but we are overcoming and we shall overcome. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-